Hey, my friends, we are on day 37, living as angels. And I shared such a gorgeous story about this Jewish woman from Beverly Hills, travels to Israel with her family, and they rent this beautiful suite in Herzliya. And they missed the dining room. They landed very late in the evening, and therefore they missed dinner. So a young Israeli waiter comes to their hotel room, puts down the food and says, "Hey, my name is Barak. If you need anything else, don't hesitate to call." And the woman's husband then says, "Barak, any chance your mother's name is Orna?" And the waiter's like, "Yeah." And the man says, did you fight in Gaza last summer?" This was a couple of years ago, one of the last incursions in Gaza. And he looks back and he says, "Yeah, how'd you know?" And the man, this family is from Beverly Hills, California. They were just visiting Israel, staying in this hotel. And the man says, "I got a call months ago to pray for a guy by the name of Barak Ben Orna. I guess that was you. We had your name on our refrigerator door in California. Our family prayed for your safety every single day. And every day I would ask myself, is he wounded? Did he survive? You know, is Barak Ben Orna still alive?" And the waiter is standing in the doorway of the suite and he is shocked and he just breaks into tears, so touched that somebody 6,000 miles away would be praying for him to survive. And the husband, of course, hugged the waiter and the two parted. And I just think it's a beautiful story to consider as we get closer to Yom Kippur, which is, please God, tomorrow night. Because on Yom Kippur, we do all this praying. There's no day on the Jewish calendar we do more praying than Yom Kippur. And, you know, we wonder, is anyone paying attention? Do they have an impact? And I quoted a famous teaching from Rabbi Soloveitchik, who said that even though Hashem is not always in the Kabel Tfilah, he is a Shomea Tfilah. Kabel Tfilah means that Hashem answers yes. He gives us everything we want. We know that we don't always have that situation. But that doesn't mean he isn't listening. Just because Hashem doesn't answer us in the way we want doesn't mean he wasn't paying attention. Hashem is a Shomea Tfilah. We believe he's always listening. Just because we don't get what we ask for doesn't mean that he wasn't paying attention. And this is a very, very important teaching. And there's another idea that I wanted to share, and that is that Yom Kippur teaches us about the Shema. Because we're going to be saying the Shema, as we always do, out loud. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And we always say that next line to ourselves. Baruch Hashem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam Va'ed. Blessed is be Hashem's glory of his kingdom forever and ever. And I've shared before the Kabbalistic idea that Shema is unifying God in the heavens, is declaring that the transcendental God in the heavens is one. And our job, Baruch Hashem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam Va'ed, is to proclaim his glory in his Malchus. His Malchus, his kingdom, is here on earth. That's our job, is to express godliness in the physical world. But why do we whisper it? Why we whisper this line, Baruch Shem Kavod, usually all year long? Because according to tradition, when Moshe ascended Har Sinai to receive the Torah, he overheard the angels saying that line. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto L'Olam Va'ed, blessed be the name of God, of his kingdom forever and ever. And Moshe overhears the phrase, he shares it with other people. So in a sense, he stole it from the angels. And since, as the Talmud teaches, like a husband who steals jewelry for his wife, asks her not to wear it publicly, so too in regard to this stolen angelic phrase, we too do not want to be, you know, I guess, overly ostentatious about it. And therefore, we recite this celestial phrase, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam Va'ed, in an undertone. But one day of the year, we say it out loud. Why? Why in Yom Kippur do we say it out loud? What's different? Because on Yom Kippur, we are angels. On this day of the year, we transform ourselves into angelic beings. That's one of the reasons. On Yom Kippur, we don't eat or drink. Why we minimize our physical activities. Not because we're ascetics. We don't view all the less physical you're involved in the holier person you are, right? Or God's going to somehow look upon us more favorably if we cause ourselves to suffer. There's no such value in Judaism. We pull back from the physical world on Yom Kippur to remind ourselves that we can live as angels, that we have a spiritual side. So we let that spiritual side totally come out on this night, on this day. The one day we remember that we are souls with a body, and not just a body with a soul. And that's why we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto L'Olam Va'ed, to be able to connect with the angelic part of who we are. And that's why we deprive ourselves of food and drink. And as we do that, let's be reminded that we can aspire to more than just our physical bodies. That's a big part of who we are. We don't negate that. We don't say it's bad. But we shouldn't define ourselves. We should define ourselves by the higher part of who we are, the spiritual part, the part that is akin to the angels.